This is the Sakar Muli of 27th of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the things that the Father teaches you now are your source of income for 21 births. Therefore study very well and you will be constantly happy. Question. Why is the supersensuous joy of you children remembered? Answer. Because only you children know the Father at this time. Only you come to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world from the Father. You are now standing at the confluence in the unlimited. You know that you are now going across the salty channel to the sweet channel of nectar. God Himself is teaching you. Only you Brahmins experience this happiness. This is why only your supersensuous joy has been remembered. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Spiritual Father speaks to you unlimited spiritual children. That is, He gives you His directions. You definitely do understand that you are living beings, but you also have to have the faith that you are souls. We are not studying in any new school. We come here to study every 5,000 years. When Baba asks you, "Did you come to study here before?" everyone replies, "We come here every 5,000 years to Baba at the most elevated confluence age." You do remember this, do you not? Or have you forgotten this? Students definitely remember their school. Your aim and objective is the same. Whoever becomes a child of Baba, whether he is 2 days old or someone who has been coming for a long time, the aim and objective is the same for everyone. There cannot be a loss for anyone. There is an income in studying. Those people sit and relate the Granth, Sikh scripture, through which they earn an income, and they are very quickly able to earn a livelihood for their bodies. Some become sadhus and sit and relate one or two scriptures and become able to earn an income. All of those are sources of income. There has to be an income for everything. If you have money, you can go touring anywhere. You children know that Baba is giving you a very good education through which you receive an income for 21 births. This income is such that you become ever happy, you will never fall ill, and you will remain immortal. You have to have this faith. By having faith in this way, you will also have enthusiasm. Otherwise, you will continue to choke about something or other. You should constantly remember internally that you are studying with the Unlimited Father. These are the versions of God. This is the Gita. There is the age of the Gita. They have simply forgotten that it is the fifth age. This confluence age is very short. In fact, it is not even a quarter of the other ages. You can work out the percentage. The Father will continue to explain everything as you make further progress. It is all fixed for the Father to explain to you. The parts that are fixed for all of you souls are being repeated. Whatever you are learning is also a repetition. You children now understand the significance of this repetition. Your parts change at every step. One second cannot be the same as the next. Time continues to tick away like a louse. Tick, tick, the seconds pass by. You are now standing in the unlimited. No other human being is in the unlimited. No one else has the knowledge of the unlimited. That is, the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end. You now know the future. We are going to the new world. This is the confluence age, which you have to cross. There is the salty channel. This is the channel of sweet nectar. The other is one of poison. You are now leaving the ocean of poison and going to the ocean of milk. This is an unlimited aspect. No one in the world knows about these things. This is something new. Only you know who is called God and what part he plays. One of the topics in your list is, come and we will tell you the biography of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. In fact, it is common for children to relate the biography of their father. That one, however, is the father of all fathers. But even you too understand this number-wise, according to your efforts. You now have to give the accurate introduction of the Father. The Father has given it to you, and this is why you can explain it to others. No one else knows the unlimited Father. It is also only at the confluence age that you know him. Whether human beings are deities or shudras, whether souls are pure or impure, no one knows him. Only you Brahmins of the confluence age know him. Therefore you children should have so much happiness. This is why there is the praise. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. Baba is the father, the teacher, and also the Satguru. Therefore you must definitely write the word Supreme. Sometimes you children forget this. All of these things should remain in the intellects of you children. You must definitely write this word in the praise of Shiv Baba. No one apart from you knows this. You can explain this, which means that it is your victory. You know that the unlimited Father is the teacher of all and the bestower of salvation for all. He is the one who gives us unlimited happiness and this unlimited knowledge. Even then you forget such a Father. Maya is so powerful. God is said to be powerful, but Maya is no less. You children understand the accurate meaning of the word. Maya has also been given the name Ravan. There is the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. You have to explain this accurately. Since there is the kingdom of Rama, there must also be the kingdom of Ravan. It cannot be the kingdom of Rama all the time. The unlimited Father sits here and explains who establishes the kingdom of Rama, the kingdom of Sri Krishna. You have to praise the land of Bharat a great deal. Bharat was the land of truth. That land is praised so much. The Father made it that. You love the Father so much. You have an aim and objective in your intellects. You students also understand that you should have intoxication of your study. You must also be concerned about your character. Your consciences tell you that, since this is God's study, you must not miss it for even a day, nor should you come to class late, after your teacher has arrived. It is an insult to arrive in class after your teacher. When students arrive after their teacher at school, they are told to stand outside the classroom. Baba gives you the example of his childhood. My teacher was very strict. He never even allowed us to enter the classroom. Here, many come late. The obedient children who do service are definitely loved by the Father. You now understand that this is the original, eternal deity religion. When was this religion established? It doesn't enter the intellect of anyone. It also slips away from your intellects again and again. You are now making effort to become deities. Who is teaching you? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Himself. You understand that this is your Brahmin clan. There is no dynasty. This is the most elevated Brahmin clan. The Father is also the most elevated of all. He is the highest on high. Therefore, the income that he gives is also definitely the highest. Only he should be called Sri Sri. He makes you elevated. Only you children know who makes you elevated. No one else understands anything. You say, our Father is the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru, and he is teaching us. We are souls. The Father has reminded us, souls, you are my children. This is a brotherhood. They remember the Father, and they understand that the Father is incorporeal, and so souls too would surely be incorporeal. Each soul sheds his body and takes another, and continues to play his part. Instead of souls, people consider themselves to be bodies. They have forgotten that they are souls. I never forget this. All of you souls are saligrams. I am the Supreme Father, which means the Supreme Soul. He doesn't have any other name. The name of the Supreme Soul is Shiva. All of you are also souls, like him, but you are called saligrams. In the Shiva temple, they have placed many saligrams. When they worship Shiva, they also worship the saligrams at the same time. This is why Baba has explained that you souls and your bodies are both worshipped. Since I don't have a body, it is just myself, the soul, who is worshipped. You become so elevated. Baba is very pleased. Sometimes a father is poor and his child studies and attains a high status. They become something from nothing. The Father understands that you too were so elevated. You then became orphans because you didn't know your Father. You now belong to the Father. Therefore you are becoming the masters of the whole world. The Father says, you called me Heavenly God the Father. You know that heaven is now being established. No one's intellect but yours is aware of what will exist there. It is only in the intellects of you children that you were the masters of the world, and that you are now becoming that again. The subjects will also say that they are the masters. These things are only in the intellects of you children. Therefore you should have so much happiness. After hearing these things, you have to relate them to others. This is why centers and museums are being opened. Whatever happened in the previous cycle, that will continue to happen. Many people will offer to open a museum or a center for you. Many will emerge. The bones of everyone are continuing to be softened. You are continuing to soften the bones of the whole world. There is so much power in your yoga. The Father says, you have a lot of power. Prepare food in yoga and serve it to others in that stage, and their intellects will be pulled in this direction. People on the path of devotion even eat from the plate of their guru. You children understand that there is so much expansion of the path of devotion that you can't even describe it. This is the seed and that is the tree. You can speak of the seed, but if you were to ask someone to count the leaves, no one could do that. There are countless leaves. There is no sign of leaves in a seed. It is a wonder. This too is called nature. All insect life is so wonderful. There are so many different types of insect, and just see how they are created. It is a wonderful drama. It is this that is said to be nature. This play is predestined. What will you see in the golden age? Everything there will be new. Everything new is there. Baba has explained that the peacock is called the national bird of Bharat because a peacock feather has been portrayed in the crown of Sri Krishna. The male and female peacocks are very beautiful. Their creation takes place through tears, and this is why it is called the national bird. There are beautiful birds abroad as well. The secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world have now been explained to you children. No one else knows this. Tell them. We will tell you the biography of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Since there is the Creator, there must also be His creation. We know the history and geography of that. We know the part that the Highest on High, the Unlimited Father, plays. The world knows nothing of that at all. This world is very dirty. Nowadays, being beautiful is also a problem. Just look how they abduct children. You children should have distaste for this vicious world. This is a dirty world, and these are dirty bodies. We have to remember the Father and make ourselves, souls, pure. We were Satopradhan and happy. Now that we are Tamopradhan, we are unhappy. We have to become Satopradhan once again. You want to become pure from impure. Although they sing you are the purifier of the impure, they don't have distaste for impurity. You children understand that this world is dirty. we will receive beautiful bodies in the new world. We are now becoming the masters of the land of immortality. You children should remain constantly happy and cheerful. You children are very sweet. The Father comes and meets the same children every 5,000 years, so there should definitely be that happiness. I have come to meet you children once again. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. You are godly students, therefore you should have the intoxication of the study and be concerned about your characters. Do not miss this study for even a day. Do not insult the teacher by arriving late for class. 2. Have distaste for this vicious, dirty world. Make effort to make yourself a soul pure and satopradhan by having remembrance of the Father. Constantly remain happy and cheerful. Blessing. May you be a true jewel of contentment who uplifts others and creates hope in those who are hopeless. Become trickle-darshi and discern any weakness in souls. Instead of imbibing that weakness yourself or speaking about it, finish the thorn of that weakness with your benevolent form. Transform the thorn into a flower. You yourself have to remain content as a jewel of contentment and make others content. You should always light a lamp of hope in someone or some situation which everyone feels is hopeless. That is, you must make disheartened souls powerful. When you continue to carry out such an elevated task, you will receive the blessing of being one who uplifts others and of being a jewel of contentment. Slogan. When you remember your promise at the time of your examination, revelation will take place. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, ashariri and videhi. Throughout the day, even when you have a second, practice becoming bodiless again and again. Use even 2 to 4 seconds and you will receive a lot of help by doing this. Otherwise, your intellect will continue to work throughout the day and it will then take time to become bodiless. If you practice this, you will become bodiless whenever you want. At the end, everything will come suddenly, so the practice of being bodiless will be most essential for the paper of suddenly. Om Shanti.